Okay, so my name is Judy Partridge. That's J-U-D-I-P-A-R-T-R-I-D-G-E. And I'm a city councillor with the city of Hamilton from Ontario, Canada. And just absolutely feel blessed to be here today to participate in this service, the Remembrance Day service. As we arrived yesterday, we're here for a vacation. And of course, we will be missing our own Remembrance Day on November 11th back at home in Hamilton. So again, I'm just very pleased that my husband and I could join in today. And I thank you very much.
First time to Bermuda?
It is. Although my father served here, I think I told you, he was stationed here in Bermuda in Somerset back in the war, World War II, and served on the corvettes in the North Atlantic, and then went from here to Halifax, but he was here for quite some time, quite a few weeks actually, and he always spoke very lovingly of the people here, and I can see why. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Hopefully that works.
Appreciate the movie. Yeah, it should be fine now. Thank you.
Where should we start?
All right, so let's start with your introduction and your title, or the different positions that you represent.
I'm Carol Everson, and I'm an honorary welfare officer for the Royal Air Force Association. I'm also a welfare caseworker for Soldiers, Sailors and Air Force Association and the Royal British Legion. But we're speaking today in my capacity as the welfare caseworker and secretary of the Bermuda Legion Charity 809. We raise funds and look after Bermuda's war veterans and widows, all of them. It doesn't matter who they are, where they served. If they served in the Second World War or some of the later conflicts, then we will support them. And all the money we raise is kept on the island. Nothing goes for administration costs, nothing saved or invested, and everything goes straight as a direct welfare donation. We look after our war veterans and widows as well as we can, because Bermuda is very, very far behind the other countries, notably Canada and the UK and Australia. And our veterans now are in their early 90s or just coming up to 90. And some of them are frail, and most of them have health and financial problems that we can hardly imagine at a younger age. What I'd like to see happen is that the benefits and the pension that were introduced by the last government in 2007, I would like to see them brought up to date, as the cost of living in the island, and especially the cost of medical care, has risen by over 50% since the pensions were introduced. Also, last year, very quietly, the government dropped $2,000 off each veteran's allowance for respite and nursing home care. And that was a tragedy. Many people who thought they were reasonably well off now find that they're having to struggle very hard to get adequate care in a good nursing home, absolutely essential. So I would like to see the nursing home subsidy increased, in fact, not just brought back to its previous level, but increased, because intermediate care at Westmeath now costs $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month. And there are very few people who are well qualified to assist patients with dementia and Alzheimer's on the island, and there needs to be a massive improvement in the level of care and the quality of care that Bermudians are getting.
How many surviving war vets do we have on the island?
We have a qualifying community for war veterans and their widows of 240. We have a few more veterans who don't necessarily qualify for the government pension, because you had to be born on the island or live on the island for 7 years before your war service to qualify. But we also assist those who don't qualify, and some of them are very sterling former soldiers indeed. Sorry, what was the rest of the question? 242. There are, however, we keep finding people who should have a pension and don't have one. Found another lady yesterday who qualifies for a pension. And We do our best to advocate with all the government ministries and all the government departments, the people who run the hospital, medical clinics. We do all we can to assist the quality of care. Hey! Trying to do an interview here.
My humblest apologies.
You're very well accepted, sir. Thank you.
Now that I know, I could use a little, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Yes. Okay. Your chance for a free advertisement.
Sorry?
Your chance for a free advertisement. And I firmly believe that the last days of anyone's life should be as full of care and love as the first.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Much appreciated.
Good. I think we got everything.
Yeah, you bounced on the other.